Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
You ask? Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack time brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge. Win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Here we go. Mail Sack question. Are you gentlemen ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Do it.
As a newly married man, my wife and I both know we want to have kids. I know there's no such thing as being 100% ready, but what should we really have all figured out before we start really trying?
That is not an easy answer. Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, congrats on the wedding.
And the sex.
Yes. Big fan of that.
Whoopee.
That's a good point.
As Mr. Sprague would say.
Let's make whoopee. It's kind of a multi-layered answer, in my opinion. You guys can certainly chime in. I would say the support around you.
Yes.
Because if you don't have it, you're going to feel very isolated and it's going to drive you crazy.
Having somebody there to help. Yes.
And the second part would be financial. It has, that does matter. You cannot just be a super big poor and say, well, let's have kids.
Yeah. It's not usually going to work out very well for you or the kids.
If you are financially established and you're fine and you're comfortable and you can afford, you know, whatever you need.
Little bastards are expensive, man.
Healthcare,
yes. Get ready for some hospital bills to start piling up.
Those are the two big ones for me, because when I was a super big poor doing the radio, we had really important people around that really, really helped us in moments where a lot of people don't have it. And, you know, we've gotten a little better from where we once were, and so we're able to afford kids. And that's not always the case. So those two things for me.
Okay. Brando, anything else to add, or you agree?
I agree. Sometimes God has a way. So if you think you're planning for it, sometimes you get surprised.
You don't say.
Just
it can happen.
Because when we first started, we didn't really have a plan for kids or when we were going to be ready for kids, because we were dirt poor, trying to survive in LA. And then, you know, one whoopee later, here comes child number one. So fortunately, we had our finances in order and ready to go. We were already like 6 years in our marriage, so we knew the time was coming.
Sure.
And here we go. And kind of the same scenario happened with kid two, but we were, again, financially prepared. And then we moved up here to Portland with a lot more family help, and we are doing much, much better now. So, again, you can prepare for it or you can wing it. It'll all work out.
It blew me away having a kid of not how little I knew about having kids, and like the even the process, and how like how often per month you have a window in order to do it. Like how uneducated I was on all of that. And I'm like, wait, what are we tracking right now?
Yep.
It blew me away. Like getting through a crash course of like, I don't remember this from health. I thought it could happen at any time. Like, is that my mind that stupid? Am I alone here? So I had a lot of those reactions. I also think like it's a really. You feel blessed when you're able to have a kid because you realize that not everybody has an easy pathway in doing it. And everybody's journey is going to be different.
Yeah, some people
and
can. I mean,
the number of people who go through just horrific things that happen or you can't, it doesn't, it's never successful. You have to go through testing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, that's a whole other side of, like, I never had to experience any of that. I never went through any of that. And so it never dawned on me of, like, this might not just happen. And then you're worried about could it happen. And so stay the course. That's everything else you guys hit on. Like, having support groups. People ask us sometimes of, like, would you ever leave for another market? And maybe if you would ask me that question 5 years ago, I would have told you, oh yeah, easily. I'd love to go bigger market or this or that. Although I've always loved working in my hometown and covering teams that I, you know, root for and follow. Now having a family and having the support group for the family here, it's like, dude, you don't have any clue how much it would take me to uproot from this market and leave that support group because I don't know how I would survive without them.
Yeah.
Mail sack question. If you had to pick any of your rivals in sports colors to swap with, who would you choose?
It's a great question.
This one's easy for me. If the Huskies were... It's not necessarily the purple. I mean, purple's not my favorite, but like LSU's color scheme I like. If they had purple and yellow,
so you don't like the gold?
I'm more of a purple yellow guy.
Purple,
as much
gold.
As I hate the Lakers, like sure. I think purple and yellow is a great combination of colors. This is my Major League Baseball team's orange and black. I occasionally wear orange and black fangs that are Giants related that make people say, "What do you got?" Oh, and then it dawns on them that it's a Giants hat, not a Beaver hat. Easy answer for me is Oregon.
Yeah, this pains me. I got because I have rivals that have the similar colors, like the Phillies. I like the Phillies stuff.
Yeah, pretty some red, blue, and cut. Yeah,
but I hate the Phillies.
Yeah,
yeah, this hurts my soul. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
and they're not even really a rival anymore. No. Like that's a fun nostalgia game for me, but it's like that hasn't meant much.
The uniforms are undefeated. They are. It's okay. We can all hate the team as much as we want. You cannot deny this, the feeling you get when you see the star on the helmet.
I would love a room painted the color of those pants.
Yes.
Whatever that color is those Cowboys wear.
That shade of gray or teal or whatever it classifies as.
Yeah. And look, I'm more of a red over blue guy. Okay? What up, blood? But I would say if you give me the Cowboy color scheme, a little silver in there with some blue and some white.
Yeah.
It's not bad. So if I had to switch with a rival, so a team I just despise at all levels,
yes.
I'm probably going to go Cowboys there.
Okay. Brando, what do we got?
It's so tough.
Well, who are your teams? I don't know if I know your fandoms.
So school is BYU.
Okay.
That's where I went. So I love the blue and like,
you love the blue and white.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
That's where I've lived.
Super underrated uniforms in almost every sport, too.
Yeah.
Their football uniforms are solid.
Yeah.
Sans like the Sicanic playing days. Those are pretty.
Their
uniforms are clean,
the
man.
Texas
they look good.
Tech game uniform where they did throwback.
Oh, it's perfect.
Cougar?
Yes.
Oh, I text Sicanic. I'm like, geez, this is an orgasm.
Yeah. That's a good look right there.
So I've always been blue and white. I like the Carolina blue a lot.
North Carolina?
Yeah. North Carolina.
That's why
blue.
I'm a UNC over Duke guy. It's not just that I hate one.
It's a lighter shade of blue.
No. I like the baby blue.
Yeah, baby
and then
blue.
And it's hard because like blue and red usually don't work. Like I've always like tried to avoid red because I've been BYU forever. But like I grew up a Chicago Bulls fan because of Michael Jordan. So I've always been just accustomed to wearing the red and black and now Blazers now.
Yes.
So I do like the red, white, and black.
Okay. All right. Hmm. There's the fandoms. Let's get to one more here. Mail sack question. Who is each of your childhood preteen crushes and still hold up today? Mine were Selma Hayek and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Selma Hayek at 90 would still do it for me.
That's a good question.
That's my all-time. That's, you know, outside of the wife, that's the GOAT. It's Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
And then everybody else after that.
That still hold up to this day.
And
that's
I would
the
just
tough
say this.
Component of it.
Like Topanga.
Topanga's the easiest example.
That's a good one.
Because she was
Selma
in our age
goat.
Group.
Topanga.
So when we were kids, she was a little bit older and like middle school kid. And you're like, you know, and then now as an adult, it's still Hillary Duff is this as well.
I was going to
say
Hillary.
My, you know,
Hillary Duff's comeback has been great.
Yep.
Big fan of the new content.
I'm trying to think of like the people who I had crushes on that were like adults when I was a kid. And if any of them have held up. Because if you're going.
Most of them have.
I mean, Britney Spears.
I had the same thought. And then
is that not
fleeting?
Is that still holding
fast.
Up? You know, I don't think that holds up
really,
anymore.
That wasn't one for me.
It was for me.
I don't know what that says about me. I mean, I like the hit me baby one more time. Like that's
not the pigtails
thing. Yeah. Like yeah, okay, but. Yeah. She didn't really do it for me the way that like Selma Hayek or J-Lo or...
How's Christina Aguilera looking these days?
Dirty. It's a song reference, by the way.
Pun intended.
But yeah, Christina Aguilera, I can get down.
Okay.
Hilary Duff, pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to say Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay.
Selena Gomez. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35, that's
right.
So
that was like right at the teenage...
Yeah, that's right. I was a little too old to remember the Disney Selena Gomez days.
I'm just a little too old. Yeah. Like, I just missed that.
She was
that
the
window.
Very next wave of Disney star coming up.
Yeah, Hilary Duff was the end of the
Disney
wave.
She was the end of my
me.
Line. Yes.
I was like, I'm probably.
I got off the train, and then we moved on to more adult crushes. Hit me, baby, one more
What's
time.
Funny about rewatching the 90s.
Pamela Anderson, too. When I was a kid, like, if I'm going to be honest, Pamela Anderson was it.
Who didn't? Sneak watch barbed wire.
Right, exactly. So that's the other point of like holding up. She was in. I finally saw Naked Gun. Carmen Electra. Yeah, dude.
In Good Burger.
Made me feel some things that I didn't know what they were.
I couldn't even explain what
I didn't
felt.
Know what was happening.
I was like, just
it's tingling.
I'm all in. I will say, rewatching the sports movies with the kiddos, it's funny to relive my nemesis who don't even know I exist. But like, so I just rewatched Devin Sawa in Little Giants. And I was like, Devin Sawa. And my wife starts laughing because I'm pretty sure my wife thought he was really hot back in the day.
Yes.
And I'm like, I hated him. And it's always
Who's Devin Sawa? Which one was he?
He's the quarterback.
Oh, the quarterback kid. Okay.
He's Final
I couldn't remember if it was him.
Casper.
I didn't know the name off the top of my head.
So they show him throwing the toilet paper in the grocery store. And I'm like, Devin Sawa. And my daughter's always like, why do you hate him? And I'm like, because he was hot and every girl liked him.
He was too good looking. Look at that hair.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Get out of here.
JTT.
Why do you hate him? Because every girl liked him. Because I wasn't him.
It's the way it usually works,
man. That's how it goes.
We got some more mail sack to get to on the other side. We'll get back into the Blazers coming up. Game 2 tonight in San Antonio, bottom of the hour. But the sack continues.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Who's next on the fam? Blazers Spurs game 2 tonight in San Antonio. Get to that bottom of the hour in the middle of the mail sack brought to you by Sparta TRT, SpartaTRT.com. Let's see what else we got in here today, gentlemen. Mail sack question. When I go to Starbucks or most coffee shops, I will usually grab about twice as many stevia packets as I actually need in order to have some extras in my car at all times. I do the same with napkins at Chipotle.
Ah, yeah.
Is there a limit to how many extra items you can take from a place of business?
I mean, the napkin thing. Are we talking, are you grabbing like 40 napkins? Because I would say you've crossed the line there.
As somebody who got chided for stealing a glove at a doctor's office last week, I also do this. Like if I'm at Taco Bell and you get my hands on like 15 extra hot sauce packages, those are going in a drawer at my house.
Oh, I mean, sauce is different, though.
Is that different than napkins?
Yeah, because like I also, too, like having napkins, and I'll put it in my glove compartment in case of an emergency.
It's nice to have, yeah.
But I'm not taking like 30 napkins here. I'm taking like 4 at most.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going out of my way to take more napkins. I just take the ones that are in the bag still that I haven't used
right.
and just reposition them into the glove box or said storage.
Now, what is the sauce you guys have in a drawer that you discover and you get the most excited about?
Taco Bell hot sauce.
Really?
The hot sauce at Taco Bell.
You can buy that at the grocery stores now.
I know you can, but it doesn't taste the same.
Oh.
It's not the same.
You're going Diet Coke.
It's like
plastic
buying
bottle
the,
can.
It's like, you know, getting a Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, wing sauce or something.
I have
it's
one
like,
of those in my
the
fridge.
Idea of it is great. You eat it. It ain't the same. I'm not cooking them the same. It's not hitting the same when it's not out of the packet, which, by the way, the packet is the perfect size.
I disagree with you.
I use 2 for every taco that I eat.
I'd rather have
and that's
a,
all I need.
I'd rather have a bottle.
I don't need a bottle because then I got to shake it. I'm up and down. I just rip it open, squirt it out, rip it open, squirt it out. You're good
yeah,
to go.
Okay. All right.
You're all done.
I hear what you're saying.
2 packets.
I'd prefer the bottle because I would make a claim. It's something that I don't ever buy. Having a McDonald's sweet and sour sauce in the back of my you know, spoons and
right in that drawer.
Forks, like having that in that department.
How often do you use sweet and sour sauce?
It's not very often.
That's the only
it's
critique I have of that sauce because I also love the sweet and sour.
That sweet and sour McDonald's
hot sauce.
Is
I put hot sauce on everything.
Me too.
On everything I eat.
Same.
So if you got a little bit of that laying around, it's like I'm gonna use this.
I'm totally cool on yeah. Taco Bell hot sauce. I just all I'm saying is you can buy it at the store, like Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's amazing. Available now, too.
It's available in the stores now, yeah. too. You know, the one thing that it has at the stores...
kind of taking the mystique away. It's like internet porn. You used to have to work for it. Use your imagination. The only time you could ever use it was when you were at Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A.
But sometimes those bottles are not... for some reason, they don't taste the same.
They're a little
as
different.
The packets.
Not the same.
Yeah, they're so, a little different. You're not wrong to point that out.
You still have the nostalgia to get the packets.
I don't know if I've ever looked at the Chick-fil-A sauce on an aisle at a grocery store and thought... porn used to be earned.
You used to have to earn it.
Not given.
You had to find a magazine, you know, look at the pictures, use your imagination. We didn't have access to that stuff when we were kids.
I don't even know where to start with right? you in that comment.
You had to be at the place of business in order to use the hot sauce. Now it's just everywhere. You're watering it down.
But a point of contention here. So I peruse the sauce aisle once in a while. I go to the grocery store almost every day. I'm kind of one of those people. I don't mass shop and then, oh, I need to go back here
you
for
like
a month.
Grabbing a couple things for dinner on your way home or whatever you need.
A new vegetable, maybe a protein. I don't like to stock up, right?
It's probably the better way to do it because how often do you get things when you bulk shop that you end up tossing because you didn't eat it in time?
The amount of frozen chicken we went through like 4 years ago in a freezer and the date said 2016 and it was the year 2019. I was like, oh,
it
gross.
Just sits in there. You shove it into the back of the freezer. You forget you have it. And the next time you clean it out, you're like, wait a minute.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
When I go to the shop, the sauce aisle, I like the Hot Ones show. I think Sean Evans is delightful. People have they really cut loose and have fun on that show. I love watching celebrities take dabs and like they end up like they can't process information.
Yeah.
It's a fun experiment. Who is paying for the Hot Ones dab sauces and hot sauces they use on that? Those tiny bottles are like $12.99.
Never in a million years would I buy that. I have no desire
Who
to
is?
Test myself.
Who
I
is?
Have no, it doesn't taste good.
Why do you want the last dab Reaper sauce and it's $16.99? What are you doing?
As I continue to search for my Taco Bell sponsorship and endorsement, I will tell you that's the beauty of the hot sauce at Taco Bell is it actually tastes good.
I see. I like
there's
spice,
a kick
like
and there's
taste.
A spice, but it's got to have a flavor and a taste to it.
I agree.
If it tastes like rubber and it's just making my mouth burn, I don't get anything out of that. The food doesn't taste good anymore.
Yeah,
and I like spice, but there's got to be flavor involved, and there's not in that level of spice.
Right, like a perfect hot sauce to me right now in this era of my life, the green Cholula.
The green Cholula. Yeah.
If you haven't had the green Cholula, you're gonna thank me when you try it later by buying that bottle. Now it's like $9-$10.
It's spendy.
It's a big bottle.
You put that S on everything.
The Hot Ones bottles, they're tiny for what the prices are, and I'm like, who's buying these? They're never. You know when you see something that's getting purchased and it's like back in the section it's at because there's been the first 8 are gone?
I've already grabbed them out of the aisle.
It's never that way for the Hot Ones.
You don't have to reach. It's at the front.
It's right at the front.
Right.
Oh, thanks.
By the way, Salsa Verde, undefeated.
Salsa Verde,
I just every time, give me green over red any day. In that scenario, when I have the choice between the two, I will take green over red.
Yeah.
Mail sack question. If you and Sprague are playing a scramble together and a miracle happens and you both get a hole-in-one on the same hole.
That'd be crazy.
Who gets it? Whoever teed off first or do you both take credit for it? Well, I mean, That's a weird one. So I guess on the scorecard, only one would technically count. I don't think it matters who puts it on the scorecard.
I think the order would matter, right?
Sure.
If but you went first and got it.
Yes. You would also take credit for the hole-in-one, though. Like, I got a hole-in-one.
Well,
it wouldn't be in a normal round of golf, but it's a hole-in-one.
We're both celebrating.
You're both celebrating, and you're telling people you got a hole-in-one.
I will say this to answer the mail sack question.
And yes, hole-in-one on par three courses count.
Dirk's name is getting put down on that scorecard for our scramble hole-in-ones, and I'll tell you why. He's never had a hole-in-one.
That's not true. I have a hole-in-one. I have a hole-in-one.
With an asterisk.
I have a hole-in-one.
You want to tell Big O?
Let me ask you this, Big O. Letter O. Let me ask you this.
I think we call you Big O.
Big O?
Yeah.
Big O instead of letter O?
He's not tiny.
No, he's not. What par of a hole do most hole-in-ones happen on?
Par three.
Par threes. Okay, so if you get a hole-in-one on a par three, does it count?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's all. That's no further information necessary.
And he knows in his heart of hearts, par threes he's absolutely full of crap.
It doesn't matter. If it's par three, it's par three. What's the difference?
Ask him if there's nine. Par threes or were there six?
There was nine. There was nine. There was only nine holes available. Why does age matter? You're just mad that I got one done.
Ask where his dad was standing with his feet cupping the cup so the ball would bounce off his shoe.
It's a full seven iron, dude. It takes 160 yards. What do you want from me here?
As well as I know.
Hole-in-ones count.
If you get a hole-in-one at Eastmo in 2 weeks, we're leading the show with it because you know that's your first hole-in-one.
Well, I would continue to brag about it because I'm an elite golfer and I would be happy about my accomplishments. It wouldn't have anything to do with me popping my hole-in-one cherry because I already did that when I was in middle school.
No, because it drives you crazy how much better at golf you are than me that I have a hole-in-one
it
and you don't.
It doesn't bother me that much.
It does. It keeps him up at night is what his wife tells me. He'll sometimes just wake up like, bull crap! And she's like, what's going on? I had a nightmare.
Middle of the night.
I shot a 200, but Spray got the hole-in-one. He shot a 110. How is this happening?
I mean, I would take a 2-under over a hole-in-one any day. I've never shot
a
70.
Says the guy who's never had a hole-in-one.
I've never shot a 70 before. I have shot a 71, though. And I would take a 70. Yeah, I would take a 69 as well.
That's because you don't know what life is like with a hole-in-one. I do.
Did you save that scorecard?
I did.
You did?
I actually still have the ball on the scorecard.
Did you frame it?
It's in my nightstand.
Why did you frame it?
I'm meaning to frame it.
Frame it. Those are super easy to buy on Amazon. Frame it.
I'm super lazy.
What was the score that day?
I shot a 110 with a hole-in-one. That's how bad a golfer I was.
Yeah,
I still have more than him. I don't have one yet. I take it.
It would be weird if that happened because it wouldn't be in a normal round of golf to have it be in a scramble type of format. It would be in like a tournament setting, I'd imagine, because that's the only reason you'd be playing a scramble.
That is a very odd circumstance.
Would be very odd, but I think everybody brags about it and everybody celebrates. Mail sack question. You may have done this in the past. Power rank the following playoffs: hockey playoffs, NBA playoffs, NFL playoffs, college football playoffs, MLB playoffs.
Okay.
That's a lot of playoffs.
NFL one. Now, we're just talking about like in the excitement level or sports we love. Like,
dude,
are we going selfish here?
Rank it however you want to rank it, man.
Okay. I'm going to go NFL number one.
Okay.
Sheer excitement, panic, have no idea what's happening or who's good or should win this game. Hockey is number two.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprised me.
I'm trying to be honest here.
Okay.
Number three.
In terms of your, like, enjoyment of it, it's that high on the list?
Number three.
All right.
MLB playoffs. Number four, the NBA. And number five is college.
I think that's the right ranking.
I love college.
I think that's the right ranking.
I love college more than some of those other sports.
If you
college is the dumbest design. We're going to take a month off.
It's stupid.
And then we're going to play at nine different venues that nobody can afford. It's just utterly stupid. So I'm sorry. I love college football. It's one of my favorite things in life. It's the worst setup.
If you had less layoff and more home field advantages, like you're playing, like if it's every week the playoffs are and you're going until basically you get to the semis, it's on campuses.
Now you're talking.
By all means, it would climb up and fly up the leaderboard. But I think that's spot on. Does the letter O agree or the big O?
Yeah, I was thinking. I have a hard time because NBA playoffs can sometimes just be like last night, for example.
That's great.
They can sometimes be
great,
right up
there.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I have a hard time. I want to put it at two. Like it's right there with NHL, but overtime hockey and NHL playoffs is just amazing.
Yes.
So I feel okay leaving that as is. And MLB playoffs the same. It's
can be super unpredictable.
The tension of it is unreal.
I mean, we're coming off an all-time. Remember, like ALCS, I know it's painful for Mariner fans, but like that Game 7 against Toronto.
Yep.
Game 7 of the World
Series. Game
7
of the World Series, like that he didn't even watch. Didn't even know his team won the World Series. Wild times, dude.
Yeah, I think that's the proper order of things. Now, if I went selfish, I'd re-rank this differently.
Yeah.
But if all of this, and I have to be objective.
I think that's the correct ranking.
That's the way.
I think that's the correct ranking. There you go. Mail sack questions every Tuesday, and we love answering. return them because we love you and love answering the questions. And it is brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Game two tonight. Is it a must-win game? Must-win game tonight?
It is.
Must-win?
Yeah.
Okay, do they get it done? We'll talk about it next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.